Hello and welcome to the second edition of the Moss Church. This is a daily reading of poetry. And so I'm going to read you some new poems and some old poems. And hope you like them. This is called War Horse. This is a song, a poem for horses. Rattle, clip, clop, rattle, clip, clop. Oh, gray horse, can I be light like you? Once Edmonton was farmer's field, ice bone winter song and the sound of horses. Rattle, clip, clop, rattle, clip, clop, clip, clop. This house here in the middle of the oldest ones in Edmonton. And one of the richest ladies, she served with Queen Elizabeth during the war. Ice bone winter song and the sound of horses. She told me how she lost her family. She was the only one left. Ice bone winter song and the sound of horses. Rattle, clip, clop. Rattle, clip, clop. Rattle, clip, clop. How first they came for the black horses. Rattle, clip, clop, rattle, clip, clop, rattle, clip, clop. And then the white. And now only the gray horses remain. Only the gray horses survived. Be the gray horse. All right. Next one is gonna be a little fun little piece. Okay, all you saints, are you ready to march in? This was on Tuesday, was on like Mardi Gras. So this one was for Mardi Gras. You gotta put the party in the Mardi Gras. I put the fat in Tuesday. And the woe in Wednesday. The blues days, it's more like the beads and feather. It's more than the beads and feather. We gotta make room so the saints can roll in. We gotta make room so the saints can roll in. You gotta put the party in the Mardi Gras. I put the fat in Tuesday and the woe in Wednesday. This blues days, and it's more than beads and feathers. We gotta make room so the saints can roll in. Now once Louis made the saints come marching in, his sister said it was too risque for church. So there is the saints goes in for the streets. And the saints goes in for the steeple. And people, we gotta put the party in Mardi Gras. We gotta put the vat in the Tuesday. And you gotta put your woes in a Wednesday box and blues with days. It's more than beads and feathers. You gotta make room so the saints, they roll in. They roll right in. The thing about memories is it doesn't matter how you wrap them. They don't break. They might change in your brain, in your box, to something completely new, but they don't break. The river may flow in a different direction, but it's still life. was looking at the other day, the pieces of my life. She broke it all over the floor. And I was like, why did you break this pink vase that I made you? And she said, because it's pink. And I was like, everything in this apartment's pink. The walls are coral. The CD is coral. Everything is coral. And she's like, yeah, it's pink and it is a difference and you're screwing up the story, but here you go. When I was a kid, I have this overwhelming theory. I have this reason why I don't like pink. That's because when I was a kid, I had these bright pink mittens and I went skating and all of a sudden it was these clowns and it was like, hey boys and girls, are you ready for ice time? Bust my fear of pink. And I was like, I have a fear of black. My parents were performance artists, and when I was 6 years old, they hired a performance artist to perform at my birthday, and he completely decided to strip his clothes off while singing happy birthday, smearing cake all over his naked body. The worst thing is, he was like, happy birthday, Johnny! Yeah, and my name's not Johnny. And we were thinking that there's something's worse, some color's worse, and something worse. And one of the worst things is a guy was like at this poetry podcast, and he all of a sudden began reading a shopping list. It was like carrots, rutabaga, spinach, carrots. And we decided that it was too scary. So this podcast ended.